None of the guards gave Wells more than a cursory glance as he raised his eyes to the retina scanner, then strode through the doors. Entry to Sector C-14 was highly restricted, but his officer's uniform, purposeful walk, and well-known face guaranteed access to pretty much any part of the colony. He'd never taken advantage of his status until now. After he'd heard his father's conversation with the Vice Chancellor, something inside of Wells had snapped. His plan was reckless and stupid and incredibly selfish, but he didn't care. He had to make sure Clark was sent to Earth instead of the execution chamber. Wells jogged down the empty, narrow staircase, lit only by faint emergency lights. There was no reason for anyone to visit the airlock except for routine checks, and Wells had already hacked into the maintenance files to check the schedule. He would be totally alone. The airlock in C-14 was original to the ship, and despite the engineer's efforts to keep it in top condition after 300 years of facing the extreme temperatures and UV rays of space, it had started to deteriorate. There were tiny cracks along the edge, and shiny squares where newer material had obviously been patched over the airlock. Wells reached behind him for the pliers he'd tucked into the waistband of his pants. It would be fine, he told himself, his arms shaking. They were all going to be evacuated soon anyway. He was just speeding up the process. Yet in the back of his mind, he knew that there weren't enough dropships for everyone, and he had no idea what would happen when it came time to use them. But that was his father's concern, not his. He reached out and began to pry up the flimsy edge of the airlock, wincing when he heard the faint hiss. Then he turned and raced back toward the stairs, trying to ignore the horror welling up in his stomach. He could barely stand to think of what he'd done, but as he hurried down the stairs, he told himself he'd done what he had to do.